days we are good for a new season, we shall reap his payment. We're not going to let ourselves be really well good. We're not going to let ourselves with the things that drag or lack. We're not going to allow the hope. We're going to push. There's many of you here that when someone gets discouraged or begins to slow down, there's many of you in here that are still pressing, and we can look and see people in the body of Christ that are still pressing towards the rock from us. And we're not calling down because Jesus is an encouragement. It should be encouragement to someone. Hey, look to someone, you know, don't put your faith into human beings, but faith in God. But look at strong Christians. I look at the end of it, and these are only attempts to win some. So we're continuing. We're not going to let something small, something minute, something discourage us, forget us, or be weary. We're going to keep on keep our hands raised and our eyes closed and our prayers going up to God because He's faithful. God is faithful. We think God is faithful. Well, there was a little introduction that was not even in my notes. In 1 Corinthians 15, 51, the one that was written was going to speak here. I was just a moment. I just wanted to get a little bit of spirit thinking about Christians. You don't know anything about the past. You don't know anything about the future. Of course, it's easy to grab that spiritually, but then there's this, that we see landscape. When God gives us, or when we cross over into the human realm, and we look back, I can tell you this weekend. And look forward. And I can tell you this weekend. And you look back. And you can tell you this weekend. And look down. And you can tell you this weekend. So I'm surrounded by eternity of continuing expansion of wisdom. And someone will understand the sea. And there's so much available to us. Right? To tap into. Again, we're not weary, we're growing weary of this life. We need to press into that higher realm of press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Basically, that we can take a step. Maybe I need to read a new book. Maybe I need to listen to a new idea from Scripture. When I talk about new ideas, I'm talking about Scripture things. We're not going to get off into weirdness. We're not going to get off the road. We're not going to get out of the church to find new things. We don't need those things. It's a new season. There's a lot that's changing. But with God's eternity, it expands and it opens up. And we see the past. We're pressing. And some of us, maybe we get we're really well done, but we're not pressing. But we encourage, again, we say it several times by four times, we're pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. In Christ Jesus, from pressing into those places, because if we're not pressing, we're lagging. And none of us should be lagging right now. You guys are mature Christian people. You guys are in the Word. You guys are in prayer. You guys are insane. You guys are rejected. So we should be pressing. We should not be lagging behind and trying to mend it in guilt and anything like that. So in 1 Corinthians, again, 15:51, you know me, but whatever you're looking for, the favorite, we're all going to be happy. But we're going to be changed, transformed. The secret mystery of the happiness of believers at the end of the age. The end of the age will come. This isn't between the man. Well, it's between the man because there's no stop to the spirit. The spirit is between the man. It's not the spirit of the man. But my body is the man. It's going to stop. But remember that, that we have, we are pressing into this plan that God has. And in most New Testament versions called mystery, but the New Living Translation and three other versions called the secret plan God. The secret plan God for the church. Not previously revealed until the Apostle Paul revealed it. This secret is now revealed in open to all believers in Jesus to know and study. So some things I will do. Some things we can push into each form to a greater degree. One of the keys to pressing is that we have to separate. If you get something from God, God gives something we pray to think of. And we think about it for a few minutes during our devotion time. And we don't write it down. and your life away and just leave it there. God gave you something. In my opinion, if God gives you something, you write that thing down, you put it in each pocket. You put it in your purse, you put it in your wallet, you put it on your commute. But God gives you something, why don't you leave some time? I think if you have it more than, it's actually weighing on you to respect what He gave you. There's some words that God has given someone something to meditate on, to think about, to put up first place in the right for us from the Word, and we just kind of go through about things, and we just kind of throw it in. I'm sorry. But I'm pretty tight. When you get a nurse and God moves, you can do it. I gotta have that thing continue. Meditate on the Word, and you will see how make your way prosperous and have great success. Meditate on my Word. Well, if God gave you something, and you kind of took it and covered it up, and you wrote it down, so you covered it up and said, "Well, that's not very fast to confess it. That's not meditating my Word." If you meditate on my Word, Christians, how can you take a step up meditate on the Word? If something excites you when you're reading the Bible, stop, write it down, and meditate on the Word. You know what you can do in Bible study? You can meditate on the Word. You can just control mind. But a lot of times when you get back in your chair and you start meditating on the Word, you get caught up and say, just walled away in different thoughts, and you end up in power in work or in money or problems or whatever, you just control the Word meditation. If you stay in meditation in the Word, because I'm not making stuff up here. God says, meditate in my Word, and you will see how to make your way prosperous and have good success. Now, I'm going to try and flex my muscles. I'm going to try and flex my brain. I'm going to try and work to make it happen. But God says, meditate in my Word, and you will see how to make your way prosperous and have good success. And see what it's talking about. It's a principle that is timeless. There's so many principles from the Word of God that are timeless. Man, so where is it? Anybody know? Meditate my Word? Johnson? Thank you. My Word members. Thank you, Johnson. Thank you. Meditate my Word. And you will see, answers, direction, hope, peace, love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now take my word. I'm not even looking for that. I'm going to look at people more. I'm standing in the middle of somebody who's drunk is not really concerned to me. I don't know if you're doing that. I haven't seen you drop something, but I'm standing out there in the room. Meditating on this, putting God, putting God first. Why am I not having three of those things that the Bible talks about? I'm just thinking that thing, and I wouldn't have to eat them. And God's gotten blessed around me this thing. But he has a process, he has a plan, he has a way, he has a will, he has instructions. And the successful people in the Old Testament and the successful people in the New Testament meditated on their God. David said in the Psalms over and over, "I will meditate on you, Lord." Then in its simplicity, "I will meditate on you, Lord." That's a just meditating on him. Well, that leads me back to the Bible. And here's the thing. If you won't meditate on the Bible, if you won't meditate on the Bible, anybody in this room or anybody watching, if you won't meditate on the Bible, you're not going to be very successful as Christian. Sorry, you may have a really big dream, and you may be able to go to the office and you may have already succeeded in some areas or others, but meditating on God's Word opens up things you could never touch. You just couldn't touch. You could not get there. But God has ways to get there. What is the first part of it? God can get you there. faster than you could even think you could get there. You could get there. Oh, man, I had to go there for months and weeks and days and months and years. That can get you there tomorrow. That can get you there tomorrow. You can answer that today. $4 today, God. Challenges. I'm going back to David, my faith. Success. Is this success motivation? No, this is successful Christianity. Successful Christianity has to include making it. Has to. Because you have to take a chunk of your life, you have to take a chunk of your brain, you have to take a chunk of your brain, you have to take a chunk of you and invest it. Everybody knows if you've got a common sense, everybody wants to know about investments. Well, there are spiritual investments that many brothers and sisters in Christ or the Christians that have just have not made. We want you to make some investments and to point and direct yourself to those investments by meditating on God's word. Do you know that you can take one something on you in my Bible today and I let you take it? Do you know that it's not much attractive for us? You never can be passed very far because something in there triggers me to lead you to meditate. I want to meditate. I want to meditate on the expanse. I want to meditate on God's ability. I want to meditate and love God for what I have been into my thinking. How is God going to change your thinking if you won't meditate? Because when you meditate, you're allowing your mind to let God into your mind so you can get into your heart and it can guide you and direct you and speak to you, remind you, and tell you what's going on and tell you what you need to do. How can we do, why is it I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? How can I possibly do all things through Christ who strengthens me if I won't give him time to talk? Meditation gets God time to talk. Meditation is turning off notes. You know what? I would like to just really be able to gauge who won't be. I would really like to have many Christians that actually be quiet. Because if you can't be quiet, you can't hear God. Because God is a still small voice. He wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the storm. He wasn't in the rocks covering. He was a still small voice. A still small voice of fear and all fear. And if you're just blowing the noise, receiving the noise of the world continually, noise, I can't even hear it. I need to go so small voice and listen in my spirit. And I can't do that. I can't do that unless I get quiet. And I can't get quiet unless I'm separate. And I can't get quiet and separate unless I begin to not just read. You know, well, Christianity is what made me wrong. I read a chapter of that new book, or I read it, whatever. You know, it's such a thing I do not have verses I don't read. Why did you only get to one verse? I meditated on one verse for a month. Maybe longer. Every time I was getting a word, that same scripture would come up to my head. I needed that answer. I needed that verse. And I would meditate on that verse. And I would lean back to think about that verse and meditate on it. I was worrying and declaring and speaking to it. Growth comes. Development comes. And then the Spirit comes. Life, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, meekness. Yes, I think ponder that is like this. I think we're going to be scripting. It isn't because I'm going to be a military mind or a military mind. I just want to look at my mind. Because I can't remember where I lived or where I went or what I said to them. There's no scripting because I'm meditating on it. I set myself on it. I put power into my mind. So when I was doing what I was supposed to do, maybe I was always called in, but I didn't know what was going on. I was afraid. I'm eigentlich gar nicht zu ihnen kommen. Ich denke, das ist ein bisschen gut. Ich denke, das ist ein bisschen gut. But as I meditated on the word, God's word was growing and falling. It's becoming strong and powerful on the inside. The word is growing up. And I can look you in the eyes. And I can tell you the truth. Because I believe God's word and I meditate on God's word and I've taken scripture and I've put certain places of the Bible deep down into my heart where, you know, they could put me in jail for 100 years without anything. You could still have the word of God in my heart because I've spent the time to know the word of God. And there's that take time to see how that is. Christians need the word in their heart. And word in part won't happen without meditation in the word. Meditate in my word, and you will see how to make your way prosperous and have good success. It's a byproduct. That's not the goal. How to make your way prosperous and have good success. That's a byproduct, not a goal. My goal is to meditate in God's word to hear his voice. Meditation in God's word is allowing him to speak through a verse in the Bible. I need to have the Bible. I need to open it up. I need to see what it says. I need to ponder it. I need to think about it. And that becomes meditation. Pondering and thinking is meditation. But pondering and thinking isn't meditation. It's instant saying. When you start saying the word that you were pondering and pondering and evaluating, and you start saying it, now the whole system is working. You are not meditating on the word. When you meditate on the word, one word is enough that one meditation of one scripture is enough to change your future. The reason it can change your future is because you're allowing that meditation to open God to move in your life. We can't get God to move in our life if we're hoping and singing and telling God that God's going to move in my life, and then the rest of the weekend, then we call him God, and goes, God, I need this, and I need that, you got to do this, you got to do that. I'm still coming. Well, I'm telling the opposite. But you know God. God made a way for me to spend time. And I had 2-3 jobs at a time, but I still found a way. And 2 or 3 times, there's a long period of time that I've been doing. It's been a long time ago. But I still found time because I had a job as a security guard at a place and sit at the desk. And I read my Bible. So I'm getting the word of God. In 1 month through God, so I'm meditating on God's word. Meditate in my word, and you will see how to make your way prosperous and for your way to be successful, to have good success. What does good success mean? It means I'm not failing. I'm not failing. It's not going wrong. I'm not freaking out. I'm not upset. I'm not worried. I'm not troubled. I'm not upside down. And right side up. How do you do it? Just meditating on the word. But see, this is the king's plan. This is God's plan. Well, I listen to Christian radio. First of all, it's better than secular radio. But, my wife listens to Christian music. I listen to no Christian music. And I probably still listen to Christian music. I'm singing songs all the time that I make up. Because they come up out of my head, I'm meditating. I'm not in total plan with you because we could talk about this for months. But the keys, one of the keys to successful Christianity is you meditate in my word and you receive what you're doing to express it with success. He said it to David, he said it to Joshua, he said it to Abraham, he said it to, he said it from the beginning, he said it everywhere. My question to you is, do you think the apostles meditated in God's word? How did they live in? Staying with him was meditating. How could you not? And walking down dusty roads with the thing of things the Lord of Lords, God Almighty, is right there. I'm meditating on the Lord. nothing worth. Nothing good, nothing good, nothing good, nothing bad, nothing bad. You're doing nothing. Well, you don't realize what kind of job I have, or jobs I have, or they can't stop to just get my feet up on the table and lean back and meditate. Instead of pulling out your feet on the table, instead of pulling out money, and seeing the pictures, and pull out a piece of paper without description. Every time you read for me, pull out a scripture. Pull out a piece of paper that is Christian. Why? Because it's an avenue to your success. It's an avenue to change. It's an avenue to paper. It's an avenue to victory. It's an avenue to help. It's an avenue to what I need. It's an avenue to an answer. It's an avenue to understanding. It's an avenue to a problem. It's an avenue to it's an avenue to a family. It's an avenue to get me to a job. It's an avenue to my personal life. Proverbs is the easiest place in all the Bible to write stuff down. Write this down. You write this down. No, I write this down. Write it down. Proverbs. Do you realize? I know you do, but you're going to amplify it anyway. Do you realize how much wisdom is deposited into one verse of Proverbs? Where's the last time you read Proverbs? Does it matter what I read in the Bible? Read the Bible. Reading the Bible has self recognition. Now, instead of just reading and blowing through, pause. And the Bible has a thing, maybe? Pause. To meditate. Lean back, close your eyes, and ponder what you just read. Not even our text. Well, New Testament's content, Old Testament, and if not even Psalms, it's what verse there. Because there's one verse right there that can change every single circumstance of your life. Some people don't carefully get it on a functional metric success because it might change their social structure and their financial structure. And the rest of them just kind of don't remember. We need to think about that. About not being less than certain, less than certain. Does that matter to you? Maybe someone is succeeding. Fostering and being helped. Being what? Why not find your book, Scripture? I look to you from which my heart comes. My heart comes from God. He sets up one and he puts down another. God did not put me down today. I'm in you. You're in me. I'm in him. In whom we are. In him we live and move and have our being. Right there, I can meditate on that. In him we live and move and have our being. I can meditate on that. So what am I going to think about? I'm going to think about something I need to do in order to change what has been holding me back. Holding me back. What's holding me back? If you've got joy, continually you're a successful Christian. If you have love, continually you're a successful Christian. If you've got peace, continually you're a successful Christian. If you're long-suffering, you're a successful Christian. Love, joy, peace, love, something, genius. I didn't get like that fucking out. I didn't make it in the sentence. I never knew it was that. Kind of works for all of us. Kind of works for all of us. Love, joy, peace, love, something, generous, goodness. Why don't you all meditate on goodness? I didn't meditate on goodness today. The goodness of God first. And then that goodness comes to me so I can be good to the people who know me. Second one, I know that. Goodness, love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, faith. Faith. It's faith. Some people don't. It's not faith in Israel, I'm not convinced. You know, you are faithful to our faith. We both be strong. That is work because both are awesome. I love that faith and the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things I see. And so, my faith, my faith, the world's a problem. My faith, my faith, I'm not faithful. I'm faithful to you, I'm faithful to the church. Most importantly, I'm faithful to God. I'm faithful to the Lord. But I want faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I want the faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hearing and hearing the religion. Hearing and hearing. That's me. Hearing and hearing again. That's religion. We're not getting away from this country. Is it all now? Call us out? In my Christianity, and I pray every day, and I worship every day, and spend some time with God. Of course, God, that we're doing that. That's what we're doing. But we want to get some wording so that we're strong if promise. Worship and praise and all those things are wonderful to keep the sound of the doldrums, to keep the sound of misery, keep the sound of sadness. You find your, you see, personally, I find my strength in the word of God, because Jesus Christ is the one. So I'm in the word of God. I'm getting strength. And I like to say, I'm strengthened with might by the Spirit in my being. So, again, I said that because I want to say it, because I want to have it. You can't find it unless you say it. And you can't say it unless you keep saying it. It's called meditation. It's back to confession of what you want from the Bible is meditation and confession. Then you confess to that word. I'm declaring that word. I'm claiming that word. You're all declaring all of the one word in the Bible and your Christianity there. Too bad! It's what God said to do. Is their opinion more important than what God said to do? No, God said, declare. Put me in the order to my word, God said. Speak it out. Speak it over. You want to raise the word, talk to speak the word? Pray. Pray the word. Go to prayer groups. Put that scripture in your pocket. Hold it in your pocket when you come to pray. And then when it gets quiet in prayer, and it does often, just pull that scripture out and say that thing in prayer group. Say the word of God in prayer group. And guess what? It will trigger people to go up it. It will trigger people to think about it. It will trigger people to begin to say it and claim it and pray for people. And once they claim it, you claim it to me. I want you to be successful. I want you to have success. I want you to be very simple. I want you to have joy and peace and long suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and gentleness. I want that for you. And so I then get to pray and I speak it. I call those things. God said to you, call those things which do not as they live. God who calls things which do not as they live. That's what God does. So believe and take God as their children. And now the Bible says, and take God as their children. God speak false things which do not as they live. So now we say, I'm calling a few of them. When somebody in my family is sick, or I'm sick, or I'm sick, I'm calling things which do not as they live. I'm speaking to desire and result. I want to receive. So Jesus said, what things serve you desire? And then you pray. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Christians want to get back to believing you receive. Get back to holding fast to a profession of faith. Call on things which do not so that they will. Call on the manifestation things that do exist. Who do you think you are to say that? Call on the manifestation things that do exist. Jesus said, what things serve you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. stick to the moment and decide what you want and declare what you want. We have principles that and ideas that came from the Holy Spirit with that to meditation about work. So, how can you remember that scripture? In a situation, and Something good is happening to me. Well, can you dedicate it to the scripture? Yeah, I didn't make it over that one. I've done the scripture. Come on. Something good is happening. You can do this something. I'm going after them. I'm going after them. I'm going after them. I'm going after them. I'm going from where they left. There's something good happening to me right now. I think that's a place to be. That's something good happening to me. I get to voice your faith. I get to voice scripture. It's a privilege that I get to approve that publicly I'm making declarations. So in all ways, we claim things as I don't. But you can't say what I say it in front of you without spending time on anything. So we're going back to the most basic things on the front page. All right, so we'll get back to the subject. First Corinthians 15:51 says, what are we doing to the secret? The secret plan for the church. Not previously revealed, but very possible. We need to learn all the subjects and all the wrong harmony of Christians who believe the Bible. Some of the demons to death. Of all kinds of bad things. It is known to my friends upon the first step of the step in, and thoroughly responded by many of the people that write into my material, and it's so much of it now. And I wasn't expecting that library of legend to be in theory, too. It's in me. It's a well known subject for many who don't mind that Christians have lived by them on the human Easter event, the upcoming of the body of Christ, the immune of the Apostle Paul. And here's the key right here, Revelation 3:1. After I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven. Now, meditate for a second. A door was open in heaven. Right now, you don't go to heaven unless you die. But there's going to be a point where a door is opened in heaven. And a voice says, come up here. There's a voice that is powerful enough, a voice that is powerful enough to say one thing, come up here, come up here, come up here. Will God move us ahead of you? But he'll say, come up here. And all of us that are truly saved will drop our bowels and head to heaven. A door will open in heaven, and a voice will say, come up here.
One of the names of Jesus is the door. Revelation 4:1. I looked at the door, the door is open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet. So someone will hear a trumpet, and someone will hear it come up here, with all the outpouring from Jesus, and we'll be caught up together to meet the Lord here. So shall we be forever with the Lord. Paul said that the Lord said to him, when the trumpet was talking to him, he said, come up here, I'll show you things that must be here. What's going to happen? Let's see what the Apostle John said, Paul. The Apostle John is invited to see the character of the church of two churches in the world. What does that look like? How do you take an application? I'm looking at the man of Jesus. I'm looking at this group of believers. What would that look like? I'm looking at this group of believers. What would that look like? I'm looking at this group of believers. What would that look like? I'm looking at the people of our family. What would that look like? That would take my attention to think about it and try and visualize what would happen. That's all we're asking you to do. It's time to build your faith. Because you're putting faith in God's word to see it in your mind so that your heart is full of it. We want you to meditate in the word. We don't want Christian, I can't tell you that's the way it's going to happen. I do. But something always fits me. I'm trying to read scripture. And something along the way in the New Testament, or somewhere in Proverbs or something, will stick to me. And I'll lean back in my chair and I'll begin to ponder. I'll begin to learn. Because it seems there's something positive, something good, something that is doing, something that has to happen. Everyone can have good things happen to you. Good things are intended to happen to you. This time for me is a trash to be life is supposed to be miserable for Christians. It's supposed to live in joy and peace and long suffering and gentle spirit, faith, hate, and suffering. All these things are supposed to be part of us. But I need to get into the word and live to that something. Well, Bible study is awesome, and here today with all the people who are discussing the word. That's awesome. But I need to be alone. Take some of the stuff I learned and be alone. Alone means to be alone with God and His Word. When that happens, it begins to grow in you. It begins to develop in you. If I meditate against you, God has not given me the Spirit of God. I'm alone with God. That's your problem, God has given me the Spirit of God, the power and the love and the strength of mind. And now, even though my mind may be noisy and loud and rambunctious and uncontrolled and untamed, and that I have a strong mind, a quiet mind, a controlled mind, the distractions happen, to bring my thoughts back to the past, my imaginations over the past, and the results of some testing that was bad, and I'll bring my thoughts back to the past. Christians, mental illness on my family. Little crazy. Crazy! You want to make it? I'm crazy. But I get lucky every now and then. They're crazy. I'm so happy that they do weird stuff, but I'm not crazy. Crazy's not part of my life anymore. Crazy, boom, got kicked out the door. Crazy, that bound. Whatsoever you bind is bound. And then when you bind it, and I want to bind, kick the sucker out the door. Do not let crazy come back. Now, have I ever since then been tempted to act crazy? Yeah. But thank God, we have authority. We have control. We have power. God has given us the ability to speak to an algae. How crazy could be an algae? No, you couldn't see it within my family from history to history. History is just crazy. But I have authority from Jesus that whatsoever whosoever should say to this man, be removed from the cast of the sea. It's not God inside to believe that the things that he says will come to pass each other with some sin. Therefore, I'm speaking you crazy. I bind you and you cast you down, and I cast you in. No, you're crazy. And if crazy comes back, which temptation comes to be crazy? You're not crazy, you're a Christian. Christians are all crazy. Some people think Christians are crazy. You know, he gave us toys and all sorts of mystery and all those things. But we were all up for Christianity on every time. I did. I absolutely did. I don't sneak around getting able to come on with me. But then God, I say this before God, I'm telling some man in here before men and watch it, you can do it too. If you're a woman in the pornography, you can do it too. Not blind faith. It's not a fact of life. You don't have to go keep going to the pig trough and eating pornography in the pig. And start examining yourself and say that is penis behavior, that's a swine behavior, that is ungodly behavior. When you judge yourself and you won't be judged. I'm not going to be judged for pornography. Parents, die forever on the stage for Jesus and look at the eyes of the Lord and you never participate in pornography. He knows that he won. Not when judged. How do you know it? Emphasizing the pulpit. So that they can hear it. They don't have to believe it. There's no one on that pulpit that just come up to me, all the other people. Come up to me, Lord. That is a command means that he's taking us on altogether. He belongs to me individually. Christians individually examine themselves, examine their own hearts. Come off from the mountain. Come off from the co-workers. Come off from the family. Come off from your best bump from way back every time you guys get together. You know, we start each other with that. We go back to old things and old days and come through on slamming beers and smoking weed and look at that part of it. Come on from the band among them to be separate. We need to keep a balance of 30 degrees into each other that invites and whatever circumstances come along will be there, we'll be able to guide you. In turn, so I'm not ready to do anything to God. I'm still ready to do anything. I still have this God. I don't know anything. I'm aware. Because I'm around the church, I'm around the Word, I'm around the Lord, I'm around the Scriptures, and I'm around the Word. And somebody said, well, you need to tell me I can't just fellowship with people I'm close to. It. I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you I have to. I have to break the chain. I have to break the chain. I have to quit smoking cigarettes. I have to quit smoking pot. I have to quit eating drugs. I have to quit fighting. I have to quit yelling. I have to quit stealing. I have to quit sin, sin, and more sin has to stop. Well, I can't listen. You know what I told you? I said, well, I'm not coming back to that. I can hear my. Most Christians say, well, come to me, I'm going to help you. But they still say, okay, I left them up. If I'm going to be a Christian, or else the reason I'm somewhere, it's that I'm not coming back to what I can do anymore. I want to be a loyal, faithful Christian. Because you know what? Even when I was in the books of darkness, I'm loyal to Jesus. I'm loyal to my own love and my own soul. I learned who Jesus was in the world. I genuinely loved Jesus. I genuinely loved the Lord. I genuinely loved the Father. And I still heard the Holy Spirit all the time. I love the Holy Spirit. And so I'm not coming back until I can do it right. Some people say, well, just keep back and end up helping you. You're going to do this. It's a new one. So you need to succeed as a Christian. And not to put the word first. If I can't put the word first, I don't expect success for my Christianity. Because that's the first of my success. Meditate in my word, and you will see how to make your word prosperous and have them good success. How can you prosperity? Yes, what kind of success is everyone? I'm sick, it's you. If I'm poor, it's prospering and able to pay your bills and have food on the table and to get past the negative balances that start to grow and start to have things and start to have some money in the bank and start to be able to give generously. So, starting today, you see, you start to get to that place, but not till you're on the work. He became poor. What scripture says? I hate that. I'm fine. He became poor so that I went through his body to get rich. He couldn't even be a rich. He couldn't even as rich as he had. Prospered enough. I can be nice. I don't think he's fake. Some of us just tell me. Some of them are born with quiet. I was pushing on all the time. Maybe they just do that. I'm pushing on back. And they started to think, they're sitting in the house and they woke up. I can't explain that because I believe in healing. I believe in divine health. I believe in victory. I believe in things. But no place has happened right now. Didn't happen in my back. I get to be up here and the Lord is still absolutely nothing. He took that in front of me and bore my sickness. That by his stripes. So, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, prosperity continued. Be in health, physically. And changing from a negative balance to a positive balance, and take one off a positive balance. Take one off a positive balance. It's so that all things are possible for those that we believe. All right, bring this back in closing. Meditate in my word, and you will see how to make your attempts to bring your success. Would it be contrary to you to write the scripture, any scripture in and have your pocket? And have a line included in the memoirs so you don't need it in your pocket anymore? In the word. God has deposited his power in his word. He could speak it for heaven if you want that. Would you just speak the word and it'll be so annoying? Jesus spoke the word and it became complete death. He's got every word, he's got every fear. And the power is in the word. So can my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It cannot be taken away. It will jump 40 seconds and it shall prosper in full recognition. The word is full of power. It's sealed. Great. And purchase. Promises. Promises. And by things we become partakers of the divine nature. Having escaped the crisis, there is a way to rest escaping the corruption of lust, escaping lust by the exceeding great and precious promises. Just for a closing point. Hey, you want to do something for someone? I'm standing for that, man. You're looking for me. What in the world of Revelation 8? I'm not standing for that. I don't know the name. I don't know the name. My point is, anybody, everybody, you can do it. Find a woman. Have a word in every category. Make one category. Healing and prospering and faith and diligence. You make five categories and find a God that's faithful to each other. Important. Oh, man. Oh, man. It'll change your life. Because it will make you hungry, you make you thirsty, and your house will become hungry. But it's going to be do your glory, not your own. I say first of all, and the next is all things are all around me. No, you're on the walking surface because I get this. You say, not going on, I'm going to just say it works. That's the point. It works. The Lord works. I'm going to say the Lord works. And so, all right, praise God. I'm going to close the question. I'm going to say for you. What is the salvation plan? It's a confession. Confession is saying what we want to do. So we're making declarations of our faith. So the same way we take the salvation prayer, we take other prayers and we put scriptures together to do our confession. Confession is a good thing. It's not a confession. We want to confess a prayer from God. I didn't know one of the others in the room. It's a confession we're talking about. It is a profession of faith. And so we put it into a prayer. So we're going to ask everyone to say the prayer because it's a salvation prayer. And we invite anybody to look there, to hear, there, anywhere to pray the salvation prayer. We say it's your God in heaven. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died on the cross for me. And he's raised again from the dead so that I can have his mouth. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior and be my Lord. I ask you to forgive me my sin. I ask you to forgive me time. And I ask you to come in. And thank and praise you for it. In Jesus' name. We didn't get past the first thing.
You have to find the scriptures that pertain to you. The word is near us. It's in our sight. And it's in our mouth. Word of faith that we preach. If you look that up in the message body, it says that the word of God goes to work on our behalf. When it's in our mouth, it drops into our heart. And it goes to work on our behalf. The angels of God hearken to the word of God. Do you want the angels assigned to your life to be standing around twiddling their thumbs? I want the angels of God to work in my life. I want the angels of God to go to work on my family members, on behalf of the church, at my job. Not my job itself, but my job. My job does. I want the angels of God. Well, when you declare the word, they're going to work on your behalf. Supernatural protection. Who doesn't need supernatural protection in your job? We live in a crazy world. We live in a fallen world. Stuff happens, right? stuff is happening all over, and sometimes stuff happens to us. That's what we see. So, but guess what? Time was perfect. He never had anything. That's tremendous. The timing was perfect. God gave him a prayer type. God said so. Let me tell you something. When we launched the church, when we stepped away from the Living Word, and we started the church ourselves, we had been a part of a large church for many years, almost 20 years. And when it got to the point where they were no longer to find the boundaries of what we were doing, we had already established the church here in this area. God told us to occupy till He comes. Jesus said to us to occupy till He comes. You know that the Lord, when He talks, He tells you like very few words, but He did all this meaning. One of the big meanings was, this is where I planted you, in this part of the city. Don't go anywhere. Don't have a plan B. We're just going to have plan A, which is occupy till He comes. And when He went in for the first part, He had an angel go, Philip would just have it figured out what was going on. He said to me, they're rolling him out, and he's, you know, they give you the loopy medicine. And he's like, just so you know, I'm not ready to go because Jesus said to occupy till He comes. I'm like, yep, He said occupy till He comes, so we're here. They're not going anywhere. Except you probably ought to see that building right there without that window. That's probably where we're going in about 6 months or so, somewhere. There's a time frame involved because the building that we're in right now is going to get converted to housing. We're on the fourth floor, so where you all are sitting, can you believe that these units are going to be as narrow as just like this space right here? They're just going to be little cute. They'll be cute because I'm going to pick all the things. So I'm declaring they're going to be cute, but they're going to be little. Talk about tiny house living. You can't have stuff. Anyway, we're going to go right next door because Jesus said to occupy till He comes. And we'll just have a very beautiful space right next to them. First floor, the past two, we won't be on the first floor. First floor, so that's our confession, and it just happens to be three vacant spaces. I'm on the first floor in the building next to them. So we'll have more details. We'll have more details on that as we get closer. I got a little sidetrack too. Must be the Spirit of God up here this morning, little sidetracks. But God's always good and He's always faithful. And if we just do our part, every single one of us has a supply to give. And you shouldn't have to give anybody else's supply. Sometimes we do, especially in a small church, right? Sometimes we got to pick up the supply that's lacking momentarily, and we got to do the extra prayer work, or the extra giving, or the extra serving, or the extra something, because somebody's missing relationship. Well, we don't want to be MIA Christians. We do not want to be missing in action Christians. We all want to join Christ so that God can be glorified, that people would have a place to come in and hear the gospel. And it's a blessing and a privilege to get to be a part of such a cool group of people because we all have quite different touch. And I like it. I don't like cookie cutter. I'm very thankful that we're not cookie cutter. What's a cookie cutter? Well, you know, everything just looks the same. And everybody's experience is the same as they're trying to make you think their experience is the same. But here we just get to be who we are. And it's fun to have them. Downtown. So, anyway, we're going to receive the offering this morning, and as we give this one, you just do your part. And as we all do our part, God promises that He will multiply the resources that we sow individually, and He will multiply the resources for the church. As a church, we give the ministries that we support every month, because we don't want to be in that category of receiving only, but never giving. you have to have that giving and receiving, and giving and receiving. And when you get that going, there's life, there's abundance. Anything that receives only, it's dead. It's dead. You have to have the outflow with the inflow. So it's a reciprocal giving and receiving. Father, thank you so much for your word that is true. Thank you for every precious person in this congregation. We plead the blood of Jesus over every single household. We declare according to your word today that no weapon formed against any of us will prosper. Every tongue that would rise up against us in judgment, if condemned and shown to be in the wrong, that's a heritage. God, you have a heritage and an inheritance for your saints. And we qualify as followers of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to give and to sow into the offering this morning. And Father, as pastors, we purpose to use every penny that comes into this church to further your work and your service. Jesus, that you would be glorified and magnified in our lives personally and in this church, that you would draw all men unto yourself. We thank you for it now, in Jesus' name. Amen.